You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Speak up, please. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Beter, referring to Patty Hearst, you said they wanted control of the Hearst fortune or whatever. Who are they?
They are the Rockefeller brothers. They now control the Hearst Foundation in New York City. And as I said, as soon as they got it 3 months ago, 1 week later, the whole enterprise went union. And the reason it went union is because they can make sure that they will have complete control, because they do control George Meany, the head of the FAL-CIO.
Thank you.
You're on WRNG with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Beter, I'd like to ask about, are you familiar with the airline crash in Chicago that killed Mrs. Howard Hunt?
I read a lot about it, and I think the boys in Chicago have a great deal of information on that subject. Skolnick.
Yes, Sherman Skolnick, I believe it was.
He's done a wonderful job in that investigation.
Just by coincidence, Sherman Skolnick, let me look here in the book, is going to be my guest at 8:30 next Tuesday morning, sir, so we can take that up directly with him.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
He's doing a fine job, Harry.
Yeah, there was a good article back, I forget how long ago, by, I think it was Alan Stang in American Opinion on the thing, and we've interviewed Skolnick several times here. He's the one that sent Otto Kerner to the can, too.
Yes. By the way, for your listeners, someone brought up the issue of the Fort Knox Gold.
Mm-hmm.
There is a full article in the current issue, April issue of Playgirl, on the theft of the gold reserves at Fort Knox.
You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know, with this being a CIA conspiracy, why has the Hearst family gone along with this other girl?
That's a very, very good question.
Peter, go ahead.
The CIA and the FBI informants who gave me the complete story say that they must go along with this story. Mrs. Hearst knows full well that this is not Patty Hearst, and so does the father. The real reason will come out in a forthcoming book written by these ex-CIA and FBI agents.
Can't you even give us a hint as to why?
No, because I owe it to these people not to reveal it. It's their story. They worked on it. They were in touch with this girl when she was in hiding. They know the intimate details of this programmed girl that is alleged to be Patty Hearst, and I don't want to go beyond what I promised them.
You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Beter, when you first came on, you placed a lot of emphasis on Patty Hearst being dead, quote, on file, and you gave us an analogy so that we could understand this distinction you were making between her being dead, quote, on file, as opposed to being dead in reality. And then you followed that with the statement that Patty Hearst was indeed dead in fact after she was drowned in a bathtub.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to understand why you placed so much emphasis in the beginning on her being dead on file, quote, when what you really want to say is that she's dead in fact.
Yes, ma'am. She is the real Patty Hearst is dead. This girl today, whoever she is dead on file. By that I mean she has lost her real identity. She is in what we call in the intelligence community in deep freeze. She has experienced what is called the millivolt system. This is a very simple system. It's very complex as far as the average American is concerned. But you must remember that the intelligence community is working years ahead in order to brainwash the American people. And if I broke the story, no one will believe me. The story itself is so grotesque, so far out, that people would begin to impugn my integrity and my credibility. So I cannot give a complete story. I cannot hit a person over the head. I have two or three tremendous stories that I cannot even break at the present time because the American people are not yet ready to accept what I have to reveal. So I have to do it in bits and pieces because the intelligence community itself is in disarray. It is still in the clutches of the Rockefellers. They've used the intelligence community for their own power and their own greed. And this is a tremendous story, and someday it will break, but I don't believe...
Why don't the Rockefellers or some of the people who are still active in utilizing the intelligence community have you have a heart attack or something?
Well, you mean me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did have a heart attack.
A real one or an induced one?
No, a real heart attack last May the 9th, 1975. But the real reason they have not come after me, if you will look in the April issue of Playgirl this month, you'll see what they tried to do. But also in addition to that, on June of 1974, 84 members of the Rockefeller family at Pocantico Hills voted not to do anything to me. And it was the cousins, the fourth generation, that came to my rescue because they are against the machinations of the four Rockefeller brothers.
You mean the Rockefeller family is run as a democracy?
Well, they did as far as I was concerned. They do meet twice a year, June and in December. And David Rockefeller's daughter, Peggy, is the secretary. And they so recorded on a June meeting of 1974 not to do anything to me for the present time. By that, I don't know what they mean when I was informed that they would not do anything at the present time to me. I don't know what that means.
Tune in tomorrow to find out if Peter Beter is still alive. Okay, we'll return to take more of your questions. If you'd like to join us, the number is 261-9764 or 261-WRNG. I'm Harry Davey. Our guest is Dr. Peter Beter by long distance from Washington, D.C. Join us on Ring Radio.